If there is something that you really want to do, that you know you need to do, but you cannot seem to start doing the things that will bring you closer to that goal, if you find yourself putting things off, if you find yourself researching for hours, for days, or even months, gathering knowledge on how to start something so it can be perfect, but you're not actually implementing any of the things that you're learning. In other words, your perfectionism is just causing you to procrastinate in the form of research. If this sounds like you and you are ready to actually start taking action, then I created a free guide on the 3 steps that I used to beat procrastination and start working on my goals and getting everything on my to-do list done. So if you want that, just go to secluderthoughts.com/procrastination and I will send you the guide. The link will also be in the description.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. When you pray to God to give you something, or like to teach you something, to give you a specific quality, you don't just wake up with it. You actually get situations that will test that quality in you, and you have to learn how to develop it in the battlefield, basically. And I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that, because you could imagine my surprise when I asked God to make me patient, but then I didn't wake up with it the next day. I didn't appreciate that. And the reason how I realized all of this is because I noticed that the past couple of days that week, I was very like short with people, not like one-on-one or face-to-face. It's just like I noticed my road rage. Okay, let me take a step back. Not my road rage. What I meant to say was, I noticed that people in Atlanta started driving a little more crazier than usual, right? That's what I meant to say. I just felt like I kept being in stressful situations where I was really being tested. And then all of a sudden, it just hit me. It was like, I was the one who asked to be patient. And now I'm being presented left and right with all of these different kinds of situations where I have to practice patience, and I have not been doing that, right? I've been doing other things, but I have not been practicing patience, right? We won't get into what I was doing, but I don't appreciate this. I don't appreciate this. Because the thing is, I don't consider myself an impatient person per se, but certain things just really irritate me. Let me put it that way. I'm not necessarily impatient, but I just don't necessarily have a high tolerance for stupidity. Let me put it that way. Okay, let's go with that. For example, right? When I'm driving, and that was the main thing that made me realize this, because usually people in Atlanta can't drive, right? Like usually it's terrible, but then that week it was just more terrible than usual. You know, like people getting on the highway and they're driving like 30 miles per hour in front of me. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, how does this make sense? Why did you get on the highway? You could have stayed on the street, right? Or just people doing really stupid things, like more stupid than usual. And I was literally like, I literally found myself like almost screaming. I literally found myself like almost screaming in my car. Not screaming, but like literally shouting, not at people directly, but like just being like, are you serious right now? Right? With like a little bit more profanity. But anyway, I was literally like, my patience was non-existent that week when it came to people driving. And then I just had like other instances and different scenarios in my life where my patience was being tested. And I was like, are you serious right now? Like, I really have to struggle. I was like, I really have to struggle to gain some patience. And like, that's what I realized. I realized that when you pray for certain qualities, or you ask for certain qualities, or you affirm that you have certain qualities because you want to develop said qualities, you don't just wake up with it. Am I the only one disgusted by that? Like, is there another way? Is there another way than to have people test my patience every single day? Is there another way? Now, I will say that I believe that I have been getting more patient because I realized that I could let people take me out of character, or I could just be calm, because at the end of the day, none of this is like really affecting me personally. It's really not that serious when I think about it. So let me just try to be patient. Let me just try not to want to run people off the road. I was like, let me just try. And then all of a sudden, I just got very mellow. I have actually improved. And in that process, I realized that most things really are not as serious as I made them out to be, based on how strongly I would overreact. But that's just a long-winded story to drive home the point of this episode, which is, when you pray for things, when you ask for things, certain qualities, certain traits, you are not going to wake up with it overnight, right? It's not just going to come to you at the snap of a finger. You actually are going to, unfortunately, be presented in many situations that will test your life. But it's meant to give you an opportunity to respond with the quality that you are affirming, with the quality that you want, right? I told myself that I had healthy communication and I got better with my communication, and I was affirming that I'm a great communicator. And then I was presented in situations where normally I would ghost people and I had to learn how to communicate, right? I'm just calling myself out. I'm just being honest with y'all, right? And you can say you have healthy boundaries, but what happens when you meet somebody who's testing those boundaries and you have to enforce it? Do you enforce it, or do you let it slide? If you let it slide, the opportunity is going to keep presenting itself. If that's what you want, if you actually want to maintain those healthy boundaries, the opportunity is going to keep presenting itself until you actually maintain that boundary. If there is something that you really want to do, that you know you need to do, but you cannot seem to start doing the things that will bring you closer to that goal, if you find yourself putting things off, if you find yourself researching for hours, for days, for even months, gathering knowledge on how to start something so it can be perfect, but you're not actually implementing any of the things that you're learning. In other words, your perfectionism is just causing you to procrastinate in the form of research. If this sounds like you and you are ready to actually start taking action, then I created a free guide on the 3 steps that I used to beat procrastination and start working on my goals and getting everything on my to-do list done. So if you want that, just go to secluredthoughts.com/procrastination and I will send you the guide. The link will also be in the description.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.